Praise the Lord. God bless you, my friend. Listen, this is Bishop Barrett, and I'm so excited. Listen, I'm out and about, but as I was walking through the forest, walking through nature, the Lord began to speak to me, and the Lord began to show me some things. And I began to see God beginning to do some amazing miracles in your life. I want to say to you, my friend, that during my time of prayer, and even early this morning, I saw many things happening for you. I saw breakthroughs. I saw major changes opening up for you. I saw chains being broken in the realm of the spirit. My friend, I want to say to you that in my vision, I want you to begin to know that change is coming. Change is coming. And when I look, it's like I saw a new you, and the Lord began to show me that he has brought you through different stages. Even 3 months ago when the enemy tried to attack you, the Lord says that get ready because I'm about to cause you to come into a season of blessings and increase. And you're going to find that you're going to walk into a new level of power and authority. You're going to walk into a new level in the realm of the spirit. For the Lord says, get ready because you're going to walk into a dimension that you have never known before. God says, get ready because you are about to take back what belongs to you. I saw three things. I saw an enemy being exposed. That which has been trying to fight you, God says, I'm going to deal with it. Number two of what I saw in the realm of the spirit, I saw God wipe away something. I don't know if this is like a thorn in your flesh, if it's like a debt, but I saw the Lord wiping something away. And then the third thing that I saw you having the ability. Okay, Lord, the Lord showed me a lock. He showed me a lock. And when I saw the lock was up. It was locked, and then all of a sudden, I began to open up the lock, and I said, well, Lord, what meaneth thou this? And the Lord says, as a prophetic act, now open the lock and then close the lock. For as I open the lock, God says, I'm opening up doors, I'm opening up avenues, I'm opening up dimensions for you. And then the Lord says, now lock the lock back. And I said, well, Lord, what meaneth thou this? He says, as you have opened the heavens of blessings, as you have opened up a realm and a dimension for you, my friend. The Lord says, and now lock it, for as I have done that in the realm of the spirit, I have just locked down your blessings. I have secured your blessings. The only thing that you need to do, my friend, is begin to move in faith and move in obedience today. It is your obedience that is going to secure your increase. God said, it is time for you to grab hold and secure what belongs to you. There was a trap. I saw the enemy holding your blessings. Listen, my friend, if the devil held up Daniel's blessing, he would do the same to you and even to a loved one. I am in spiritual battle mode. I have my spiritual armor on, and I am prophesying in the realm of the spirit. As a prophet of God, I tell you this, and you will see it. It is time to set free and to loose your blessings. For the Lord said, get ready, because I'm about to arise in this season. And God says that I will cause my anger to go toward thine enemies. For this is a season where the Lord says there's a stirring. My friend, today, just picture with me being able to secure your blessings. Picture with me securing protection and favor. I see honor all around you. As you're in this seventh month of the year, in this seventh month was when the ark that Noah was in, that it rested. You're in the seventh month, my friend, where God says his blessings is about to rest upon you. For even as the ark rested, as the waters subsided, the Lord says unto thee that you're coming into a season of a divine rest, and what is owed to you is going to come to you. I see a spiritual inheritance all around you. My friend, I want you to be a part of the last 26 individuals to release the $76 seed. There were some things that I must give into your hands. I must give to you your 7-day miracle blessing prayer guide with prayers and declarations to secure. You know, having money is one thing, but keeping it is something different. It has been said, it doesn't matter how much you make. What matters most is how much you keep. With my instructions and your prophetic word and your prayers, it's going to help you to secure what belongs to you. God says, this is the hour where I am removing the evil locust that has been sent to eat up your blessings. That day is over with. Now, you've done the first part. You've opened up this email. The second part is that you've hearing me speaking to you. Just hear me, God says, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you. I'm going to bless you because you're hearing my prophet, my servant, my son. The third step is, my friend, to click on that link, the link that is going to secure what belongs to you. As you attach your faith and your obedience, something is happening in the heavens. As I looked up into the heavens, I saw an angel. And when I saw this angel, he was sitting on a winged creature. But in his hands was a rope. And the rope had many knots tied up in it. And when I looked up, the angel began to cut the rope. And the knots that was in the rope began to fall off. The Lord says, this is a prophetic sign. As I looked up into the heavens, that whatever has been blocked and stopped is getting ready to be released. Whatever has been tied up is about to be released. Hear the sound. I hear the sound in the heavens. There is a sound that this is your hour. The Lord says what has been fighting you is about to come to an end. Now, my friend, go ahead and be a part of the last 26 to release the $76 seed according to Psalms chapter 7 and verse 6. Will you today take that leap of faith by saying yes and click on that link and stand in faith with your seed? I'm preparing your prophetic instructions, your prophetic word, and some other gifts, some other surprises, and so, so much more for you today. If you're saying that 76 is too much, then do the seed of the 38. 3 plus 8 is an 11. That's a master number, masters. Joseph, the 11th son. He was promoted and he was blessed. You'll have dreams and revelations. You'll have insight. God will promote you like he promoted Joseph in the Bible. How he elevated him and put him in a position of power and authority. I see the same thing happening for you. If you want the greater, then go ahead and double it up. For this is your hour and this is your season. Immediately, after you release your seed, I want you to shout 7 times, it's time to secure my blessing. It is time to secure my blessing. And as you say that 7 times, it's going to be a divine release. Now go ahead, my friend. I must get back into my time of prayer. I am out walking about in nature. And I further hear the Lord say that you're coming into a season of the shift. August is going to be a very important month for you. You will see fruits. You will see fruits. I see fruits. I see fruits. I see fruits. You will see the fruit of your labor. The next 6 months is going to be an amazing time for you. But I need you to move in faith and let's secure it together. My instructions, the prophetic word, and your faith equals blessings, increase, protection, favor, guidance, covering, and so many more amazing things. Picture with me, just imagine securing what belongs to you. My friend, this is your hour to move in faith. Now go ahead. This is Bishop Berrien. God bless you. You are blessed, and you're going to see the favor of God. Your blessings, together, you're going to secure them. God bless you. Now, go ahead and move in faith now. God bless you.